Tonight, briefly, we're going to be talking about moving from an attitude of ingratitude to one of gratitude. Moving from an attitude of ingratitude to one of gratitude. We're in November, traditionally the Thanksgiving month here in America. On November 24th, Thursday, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving Day. But more than being thankful just during one day or one month of the year, we should practice thanks living. Living with an attitude of gratitude and thanks on a daily and consistent basis. Now, friends, how many here tonight would agree that life is tough? If you think life is tough, raise your hands. All right, it's not a bed of roses, it's not peaches and cream. And maybe life has thrown you a curve. It has me. Maybe that spouse that you loved has betrayed you and divorced himself, herself from you. And so today you find yourself complaining of the hurt and the pain. And so you rehearse that pain and that hurt to yourself. You complain to somebody else. And as you complain to yourself and to others, you're nurturing that complaint. You know, maybe a coworker slandered you badly. And it cost you that job that you had worked so long at. And so today you're complaining of the hurt and the pain of the lost job. And maybe you're talking to somebody else about that loss. And as you talk about that loss to somebody else and to yourself, and you complain about it, it nurtures that complaint, nurtures the complaint. It makes it bigger. Perhaps you lost an apartment, a house, a car. And so today you find yourself complaining of the hurt and the pain. And maybe you're talking to somebody else about that house or that car that you lost. And you know, as you talk about that complaint and you think about it, you think about the hurt and you think about the pain, it increases it. As you rehearse the complaint, you become more pessimistic and cynical. You start trusting people less. You find yourself becoming ungrateful, not seeing anything you can be thankful for. So I'm going to read you an article from USA Today that was made in 2008. And it says this. It was a study done by some professors, Sanja L. and Robert Emmons. And it says this. These two professors are among researchers who have studied the power of gratitude and learned, for example, that people with high blood pressure not only lower their blood pressure, but feel less hostile and are more likely to quit smoking and lose weight when they practice gratitude. In one study, patients just called a research hotline once a week to report on the things that made them grateful. So being grateful has positive health benefits. Those who maintain a thankful attitude through life appear to have lower risks of several disorders, including depression, phobias, bulimia, and alcoholism. Isn't that amazing? So if you practice a grateful lifestyle, you're healthier emotionally. Practicing gratitude in these systematic ways changes people by changing brains that are wired for negativity, for noticing gaps and omissions, Emmons says. When you express a feeling, you amplify it. When you express anger, you get angrier. When you express gratitude, you become more grateful. So if you become healthier physically by being grateful, the opposite is also true, right? That if you practice a lifestyle of ungratefulness and complaining about the curve that life has thrown you, you can become sick physically. You know, if living a grateful lifestyle causes emotional health, then the opposite is also true. That if you're complaining on a consistent basis, on a daily basis to yourself and to others, it can make you more sick emotionally. Is that making sense here tonight? All right. So my challenge to you is to start today to find something daily that you can thank God for. Say it again. My challenge to you is to start today to find something daily that you can thank God for. You can even start a gratitude journal to God. You know, that spouse may have divorced you, but you can thank God for that close other friend that He has put into your life to support you emotionally. Maybe you lost that apartment or that house, but thank God for the shelter here at John 3:16 that He has given you. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe the bank repossessed your vehicle and you're complaining. You heard about it. You're complaining to other people. Well, start thanking God instead that He's given you two legs to get you from point A to point B. Is that making sense here tonight? Maybe you were diagnosed with a heart condition. Maybe you were diagnosed with really high blood pressure. But start thanking God instead of complaining and saying, God, even though I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, God, even though I was diagnosed with this sickness, I thank God that You've given me breath. You've given me another day. Is that making sense here tonight? So friends, I encourage you on a daily basis to start thanking God for at least one thing that He's given you. Every good thing that has come into your life, big or small, has come from the hand of God. Amen? Yeah. You know, we got to do away with the complaining. We've got to do away with the pity parties and, you know, talking about the pain and the hurt and the resentment, and not only talking to yourself, but talking to others. Because guess what? If you keep talking about the hurt that was done to you, you become more pessimistic in life. You become more cynical in life. We don't want to do that, right? We want to practice an attitude of gratitude on a consistent basis. We want to live optimistically. As you thank God daily, you become more optimistic about life. You become more trusting towards others. You become healthier. So tonight I want to talk about an attitude of gratitude to God. Not only will an attitude of gratitude lift your spirits and make you more optimistic, but it is the key to your miracle. Should I say that again? Not only will an attitude of gratitude to God on a daily basis lift your spirits and make you more optimistic and more trusting and healthier, but an attitude of gratitude is the key to your miracle. Tonight's text is Psalm 107, verses 21 through 22. And it says this: let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of His works with songs of joy. So the psalmist is writing that we need to live with an attitude of thanksgiving toward the Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, the God that loves you so very much. We need to practice thanks living, being thankful to God on a consistent and daily basis. And this is what Jonah did. This is what Jonah did, an Old Testament prophet. Jonah is in the belly of a whale. So I'm going to go to Jonah. Let's turn to Jonah if you have a Bible. If not, I'll read it to you. It says in Jonah 1:1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. So God said, Jonah, I want you to go east. I want you to go to Nineveh and preach my news to that nation. And instead of going east, Jonah went the opposite direction. He went west to Tarshish. He disobeyed God. And then God, it says, then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, how can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us, and we will not perish. Then the sailors said to each other, come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity. They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you, Jonah? He answered, I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. This terrified them, and they asked, what have you done? They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, what should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us? Pick me up and throw me into the sea, he replied, and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you. They tried to row back to land, but they could not. The sea grew wilder than before. They cried out to the Lord, O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man. For you, O Lord, have done as you pleased. Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. And here's the key. Verse 17 of Jonah 1. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. Jonah was in the belly of a whale. I would say tonight he was going through a belly of the whale experience. And it was tough. It was humid. It must have been smelly in the belly of the whale. There was seaweed all around him. Now, something, he was in a very uncomfortable position in the belly of the whale because he disobeyed God. God said, go and preach to Nineveh, but he went instead the opposite direction to Tarshish. So it was really difficult for Jonah in the belly of the whale. And so Jonah prays and cries out to God in Jonah chapter 2. And in the first half of Jonah chapter 2, he has an attitude of ingratitude from verses 1 through 5. But when you read from verses 6 through 10 of Jonah chapter 2, he moves from an attitude of ingratitude to one of gratitude to the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. So he says in Jonah chapter 1, it says this, from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help. You listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep. He's complaining, into the very heart of the seas. And the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your side, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. So we see here that Jonah, in a sense, is complaining to God. Would you agree? Somewhat ungrateful. But then he moves from an attitude of ingratitude to one of gratitude in verse 6 of Jonah chapter 2. He said, to the roots of the mountains I sank down, the earth beneath barred me in forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord, my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. In the midst of his hardship, he is thanking God. When my life was ebbing away, you brought my life up out of the pit. In other words, I could have been digested in the belly of the whale. So look what he says. It's in verse 7. Verse 6, he says, you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. In other words, I could have been digested in the belly of the whale. I could have died, but God, you have given me another day. You've given me new breath in my lungs today. Is that making sense? It's like, you brought me up out of the pit. I could have died. I could have been digested. But you have saved my life. And then he says in verse 8, others cling to worthless idols. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. In other words, even though I'm in a tough place, I serve the true and the living God. And God, I thank you for that. God, I thank you that you have shown me genuine grace. Look what he says. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. Others serve worthless idols. But I serve, God, I thank you that I serve you, the true and the living God. Is that making sense here tonight? So his attitude changed. It went from one of being an attitude of ingratitude to an attitude of gratitude. And then in verse 9 he says what? But I with a song of thanksgiving will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. So he started singing songs of thanksgiving and praise and worship to God in the middle of his tough experience. In the middle of his belly of a whale experience, he is thanking God. Isn't that amazing? So, and his attitude of gratitude was the key to his deliverance. Look at verse 10. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. So he's in the belly of the whale. It's smelly. It's hot. It's humid. There's seaweed all around. He's complaining at first, then he's thanking God, and as he's thanking God, it says the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah. It spit him out onto dry land. Basically, Jonah was delivered from the belly of the whale. Would you agree here tonight? What was the key to his deliverance? The attitude of gratitude. His attitude of gratitude was the key to his deliverance. His attitude of gratitude was his expression of faith in a miracle-working God. See, he put words to his faith. And the words he put to his faith were songs of thanksgiving. Saying, God, that even though I'm in this really tough place, I could have been digested, but I'm still alive. Others serve worthless idols, but I serve, I thank you, God, the true and the living God. God, I'm singing to you songs of thanksgiving. He's doing this while he's in a very rough place. And as he's thanking God, God commands the fish and it spits him out onto dry land. He was delivered. And so we have to do the same thing, friend. You've got to do the same thing. Your thanks to God in the middle of your tough situation is your expression of faith to God that he's about to do a miracle in your life. You may have lost a spouse. That person may have divorced you, may have betrayed you, but in the middle of that hurt, in the middle of the pain, don't start complaining about it. Don't start talking to others about it. Start thanking God and saying, God, even though I've lost a spouse, I thank you, God, that though I can't see the miracle right now with my eyes, you have already provided me with a good spouse. That's faith talking. That's an attitude of gratitude. Even though you may have lost that apartment, that house, that car. You can say, God, you know, I've lost that house. I lost that apartment. I lost that vehicle. But God, I thank you that even though I don't have one right now, I thank you that in the midst of my belly of the whale experience, God, I thank you that you have already provided me that housing. I thank you, you have already provided me that vehicle, God. Even though I don't see it with my physical eyes, I thank you, God, that it's already been done and it will shortly manifest. That's an attitude of gratitude, and that is the key to your deliverance. Your attitude of gratitude is your verbal expression of your faith in a really big God who's got your back. Is that making sense? You may have been diagnosed with cancer, maybe high blood pressure, maybe a heart condition. And you might be thinking, man, it's tough right now. God, it's tough right now. I've got this heart condition. I've got high blood pressure. But God, I thank you that even though I don't see it with my eyes right now, you have removed the high blood pressure. You have removed the heart condition. I'm going to cry out to you with thanksgiving, God. I'm going to speak my gratitude to you. It's my faith in you, the miracle-working God. Is that making sense here tonight? You may not see it with your eyes right now. You've been believing God for that miracle. I don't know what it is exactly. You can't see it with your physical eyes in the here and the now. But start thanking God in advance for the miracle that will take place in your life. Is that good news here tonight? Is that making sense here tonight? Say it with me. I'm going to thank God in advance for his miracle in my life. Even though right now I don't see it with my bare eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. Is that good news here tonight? I don't know what you're going through in your life. Only you and God know what you're really going through. Only you and God know what you're going through. You might be depressed right now. You may feel really low right now, so low that you could do a push-up under a penny. And you can cry out to God and say, God, it's tough right now. God, I'm depressed. I don't want to be around other people. I don't even want to eat. God, I'm depressed. But God, I thank you that you have delivered me from this pit of depression, even before you see it with your naked eyes. And that attitude of gratitude while you're in the belly of the whale is the key to your deliverance. Because that attitude of gratitude is your verbal expression of faith in a big and miracle working God. Is that making sense here today? To recap, guys, I just want to encourage you, try to find one thing a day that you can thank God for. And then if it's tough for you right now, it probably is. If it's tough for you in the situation you're in right now, start thanking God in the midst of it for the miracle that He's going to bring about in your life. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that God exists and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. What does that say to me? To you? That with faith, it is possible to please God. That with faith, it's possible to please God. What's the thing that honors God? What's the thing that honors God? Faith. If you honor God with your faith by thanking Him in the midst of your belly of the whale experience, guess what? He's going to honor you with the miracle you've been believing for. That financial miracle is around the corner. That spouse is not too far off. Amen? That car, that housing opportunity, God is going to bring it into your life. But He wants to know that you know that you know that you know deep down on the inside, expressed by your thanks to Him, that He can do it for you. Is that making sense? Say it with me tonight. My thanks to God, in the middle of my tough experience, is my verbal expression of my faith in a big and a miracle-working God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, we have got to do away with the complaining. I can't believe this happened to me. I can't believe that happened to me. I can't believe she or he did that to me, or he or she said that to me. It hurts so bad. The pain hurts so much. And I understand the pain hurts. But if you keep talking about the complaint, you nurture the complaint, you become more pessimistic about life. You become more cynical. You can't go forward with the greater thing that God has for you. Let's start practicing gratitude to God on a daily basis. You will start becoming more optimistic. It will lift your spirits. You will start becoming more trusting of others, and your miracle is around the corner. Amen? Amen? Jonah did it. God is no respecter of persons. If his attitude of gratitude was the key that delivered him from the belly of the whale, it's no different for us. Amen? Amen. Say it with me. Starting today, I will thank God on a daily basis, one thing a day. I'm going to live with an attitude of gratitude to the Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen.